Good afternoon, I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. April 15th is a long way away, but if you want to get a head start on filing your income taxes, the Internal Revenue Service will start accepting your paperwork today. The IRS is also pushing a new online service called FreeFile. It's the same thing as the Internet Tax Program called eFile, but the FreeFile program is free of charge if you earn less than $60,000 a year. IRS spokeswoman Alejandra Castro Nunez says it's a good way to go because the system keeps track of your information as you put it in.
That is the fastest, that is the safest way, and the most efficient way to actually submit your tax return because there are less mistakes. If you're missing something, it'll let you know. If the math is not making sense, it will let you know. And it's safe. It goes directly from the software to the IRS.
This is also the first year that taxpayers have to verify that they have medical insurance on their tax return. It's a new requirement under the Affordable Care Act. If you don't have coverage, then the FreeFile or eFile systems will help calculate whatever penalties you owe Uncle Sam. Employees of the Cinram Compact Disc Factory near Tuscaloosa applied for new jobs today. West Alabama Works held a job fair this morning for the approximately 100 workers who received a pink slip. Cinram occupied the space once used by JVC to make compact discs. The business abruptly shut down earlier this month and workers were sent home. Lene Poe is the director of West Alabama Works. She says their hiring system has placed 800 West Alabamians in jobs in the past year and should be able to help out the former Cinram employees.
We figured that this was our way of being able to contribute quickly to helping them find solutions, as well as to ensuring, or at least hopefully ensuring, that they will stay in West Alabama and continue to be vital parts of our workforce.
A number of businesses in the automotive, manufacturing, and healthcare industries participated in today's job fair, which took place at the Belt Community Center in Tuscaloosa's Bowers Park. And a judge has sentenced a 25-year-old man to life in prison for killing two former Auburn University football players and another man during a shooting at an off-campus party. Lee County Judge Jacob Walker upheld the jury's recommendation of life in prison without parole for Desmonte Leonard. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty. Mostly cloudy across much of the state this evening, going partly cloudy, lows of around 40. And along the coast tonight, partly cloudy skies with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. I'm Stan Ingold reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.